It all began with a trip to Walmart in Arkansas and led to a discovery not seen in half a century.
I found this weird bug in this weird place, and everybody should know about it.
Michael Scavarla was going to pick up a couple of items when he spotted a bug on a wall outside the store. It was big, and it looked uncommon. So he did what any self-respecting entomologist, that's a scientist who studies insects, might do. He picked up the bug for his private collection. For years, he thought nothing of it, but during the pandemic lockdown, Michael Scavarla, by now an assistant research professor at Penn State University, was teaching a class and took the insect from his cabinet. He was sure it was an antlion, a dragonfly-like predator.
I had just taught the students, like, these are the characters you use to identify antlions. They have clubbed antennae, they have lots of cross veins in the wings, and I pulled this specimen out and I show it to them. It was immediately apparent to me and everybody watching that, oh shoot, this is different and weird in a good way. And this kind of dawning realization, like, oh, this is important.
It turns out that the large insect was in fact a giant lacewing, dating back to the Jurassic era. The bug had once been common in the East Coast of America, but disappeared by the 1950s. The specimen found by Michael Scavarla was the first recorded on the East Coast in more than half a century, first ever in Arkansas. He believes the Ozark Mountains are key to the discovery.
The Ozarks in general are very biodiverse, but they're undersurveyed compared to other diverse areas like the Southern Appalachians. So if you were to pick areas in the country where these things could go undetected for 50 years, the Ozarks would be high on your list.
Michael Scavarla says that he's still picking up unusual insects whenever he spots them. It's not just outside Walmart. He jokes he'd now love to find a new mite species in the bushes outside a major brewery. Would he call it Bud?